For several hours, cars streamed into the Wayne Sonnentag family farm near Bloomer. The pungent smell of alfalfa and the other smell associated with live animals permeated the air. Those who failed to watch where they were walking got a surprise on their shoes. Democratic U.S. Senator Russ Feingold introduced John Kerry and explained why this region is in the spotlight.
It may well come down to western Wisconsin. Of all the states in the country that Gore won, this was the closest. We only carried this state for Al Gore by 5,700 votes. And you know where you really did it? Republicans are mad. You did it right here in western Wisconsin.
And Kerry was playfully pleased to be in Bloomer.
I'm delighted to be in the jump rope capital of the world. I'm just mighty grateful that none of you asked me to demonstrate my skill up here. I do not want to limp my way to the White House.
With cornfields and red farm buildings as a backdrop, Kerry spoke to an audience that was much bigger than expected.
Well, I figure we got about 5,000 Democrats and independents here, which is pretty good. Everybody else is at a Clinton book signing.
While the audience was sprinkled with dairy farmers, Kerry didn't talk dairy or milk pricing, but touted other ways he would help rural areas.
We can do it by helping to guarantee that broadband internet services reach every community in America the way electricity did in the 1930s with the rural electrification effort. We can make certain that health care and clinics are available. And I have a health care plan.
On this Independence Day weekend, Kerry criticized the reasons President George Bush went to war in Iraq, and in the same breath, honored veterans.
I see hats and others who are vets. Vets for Kerry, thank you very much, sir. All of us understand how proud we are of those who are serving abroad today and what courage they're showing on behalf of their country. And we pause on a July 4th weekend to say thank you to the troops who sacrifice and give to their country.
The event ended with fireworks, music, and sign waving. All the signs, though, weren't for John Kerry. Perched on the top of a neighbor's farm field for all to see was one that said Bush. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Bloomer.